The Lord came to me in a very precious way, telling me that he really wants us to do well. But please listen to this. But we are not doing it well. You know, are we here, everybody? How many here have ever read the book of Judges in the Bible? The book of Judges. I never read the book of Judges before in the Bible. The book of Judges, there's a kind of a cycle there. God will bless them. Then they get off the path. Then they will suffer. Then they will cry out to the Lord. Then God will send a deliverer. Then he will deliver them. And then they will get better a little bit. Then they will get into trouble again. And they will cry out to the Lord again. And then God will send a deliverer. Then they will deliver. They get relieved. Then they do something wrong again. And then they will cry out to the Lord again. It's all through the book. Please, are we here? God doesn't want you to have testimony once in a while. God does not delight. Listen to this. I know we are going to have troubles in life, but God does not delight in you having trouble. So, please listen. I hope you are here. I hope you are here. So tonight, we're going to spend some time together again to just sort this out so that there'll be a clear channel for God. In the book of Judges, if you give us the last verse in that book, you will see what it says. Book of Judges, the last chapter, the last verse. This was there. In those days, there was no king where everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That's the conclusion of that book. And so, they could not attain the best of God. In fact, if you open chapter 1, he said they could not accomplish, they could not conquer the land, they could not. So many of us, how many of you know promises in the Bible? You know promises? But if you notice, we are not getting them as we should get them. So, the Lord gave me like this. He said, go and do what I call health finance upgrade. Now, do you have it? Follow me. Have you? Yeah. See, I told them to do this for me. You see, I didn't call it health finance miracle. I call it upgrade. Yeah, we have worshiped the Lord. We want his best. But really, lift your hand and say, Father, thank you for the best you have for me. The best you have for me. Thank you for the best you have for me. I will settle for nothing less. In the name of Jesus, help me to go further tonight, to go better tonight, in Jesus' name. Now, put your hands down. God's plan is not for you to have one testimony there, one testimony there, and here. And then you are stranded sometimes. You use the method, whatever is appealing to you. You act like everybody else around you. And then you just don't see the hands of God. And you cry out to God. And God will come and bail you out. And then it will be for you. Why again? Another thing will happen again. That's not his plan. Let me give you another example. You know, in our country, we only eat different fruits in their season. Are you hearing me? When that season comes, that's what we eat. When that season is over, we can't eat anymore. When you go abroad, you have the fruit around the whole year. Did you get what I just said? You can ask for banana at any time. You hear what I just said? You can get mangoes at any time. You are not waiting for the season to occur before you can buy it. I want to make some sense. In their system, they work something to make it available around instead of once in a while. Now, let's go to 3 John. That famous verse you think you know. Let's go there. 3 John verse 2. The Lord will help us next couple of weeks to help ourselves. In fact, it will be in two portions. But tonight, it's introduction, so we put them together. I want you to look at that verse one more time. Beloved, I pray or wish that you may prosper in all things and be well. Just as, do you know that everybody here, we are living in a very financial difficult time in our country. When you read that verse, your emphasis is more on the finances for everybody here. Then for some of us who are not feeling good, my son is behaving funny. Can I just use, maybe do that microphone if this one is, are you hearing me clearly? Yeah, because the sound is not. I want you to hear clearly tonight. Thank you. Now, if you are sick in your body, you will fasten your heart to that health side. So, if you are not broke, or if you are not having financial difficulty, you won't listen to that. If you are not having health challenge, you won't listen to that. So, you just speak. But now, actually, listen to me. The real emphasis is not in prospering. The real emphasis is not in the health. Because they are the byproduct of something. The real emphasis is on just as your soul prospers. Are we listening here tonight? You see, if you put emphasis on the fruit, you can catch it once in a while. But when you put emphasis on the tree, the fruit can be steady. Does that make some sense? Does that make some sense? The source of the fruit is the tree. Somebody said, give a man a piece of fish, he'll come back again and again, but teach him how to fish, he will always have fish for his whole lifetime. Does that make sense? All right, let's go a step further. See, just as your soul, have you ever, please ask your neighbor beside you, what is your soul? Please ask your neighbor beside you. You know what is money, you know what is health. But have you ever taken time to ask yourself, what is my soul? Because if I don't know, I know finances, I know salary, I know payment, I know transfer, and I know the deal with money, prospering. I know about health. When I'm hurting, I know I'm hurting. I can feel it. But you see, how many of you are around on Sunday? Thank you. And I said, you know, they prosper, you can go to the bank. And health, you can go to where? To the hospital. But have you ever given thought to the soul? Because that's where it's coming from. Are we here tonight? I said, are we here tonight? God wants you to do well. Let's read this verse and Amplified, no, in Message Bible. I just want to be with me tonight. I pray you listen tonight. Take a look at this verse. We are the best of friends. And that's what we are. And I pray for what? Good fortune. Where? In everything you do. And for what next? That your everyday affairs prosper. You know, before I came for the service, before I came down, a young man was in my office. Somebody was trying to give him a job. He turned it down. And he just got a job. How did he get the job? He said he was just walking down the road. He was just walking down the road. And he saw the signboard. And he branched him. And they required the service. He's walking there now. What made him to walk down the road? What informed him to walk down the road? Pastor, what is soul? You see, it's so bad that Yoruba doesn't have a word for soul. So how can we even prosper in what we don't even have any word for? Let me show you another. What's the soul? Are we here, everybody? You see, God is not the one determining how you do well or not, or how you are healthy or not. What determines it is your soul. Go back to 3 John, NKJV again, one more time. Take a look. It's interesting. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as God prospers you. Answer me now. Some of you are already feeling bad because I'm removing God from the equation. Already feeling bad. Pastor, I can say that there's no God in there. I didn't say there's no God. What I'm saying is that in this verse, there's your soul. So if you are not getting well, the person to check is not God, it's your soul. It will change. You see, that's the way I've been able to live the way I'm living all these years. If you are not doing well in financial prosperity, don't. It's not God, it's your soul. Wow. And you know the good news? Your soul is under your control. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. You know, I'm going to go for that tonight. I'm going to say something that you never heard before. See, I know if you want more money, you want a better job and a better location. Right? That's what you think. You think, if I want more money, if I get a better job, a better contract, a better customer, then I will do well. I'll make more money. You've forgotten that when you get to that level too, something will happen that will make you just go where you should go. Oh, interesting. Look back to your life. All the increase you have had, what happened to them? So don't think that just because you have a better service, a better work, a better boss, a better... It depends on your soul. Now, same thing with about your health. Okay, you can exercise. You can swallow all those vitamins. But actually, your health determined by not all those things. People have, they do all kinds of exercise and they still get cancer. How do you interpret that? He said, your soul is more important. That's where the things are coming from. Tell yourself, my soul is more important. Say louder, one more time. My soul is more important. If I do well in my soul, you know, have you ever heard that song? It is well. We sing that song. We don't even know the meaning of it. We don't know the meaning. It is well. So you don't even know what a soul is. So how can you know whether it's well or not? This explains almost everything. Now, Pastor, can you give me what a soul is? Are we here, everybody? Let's go to chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians. If you're writing down, write this verse down. If you're writing anything down, write it down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. If you're writing down, write this verse down. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are we here? Everybody look up to this verse. Talking about you. Let's go. Can I hear your voice? May the God of peace himself do what? Sanctify you how? And may your, let me hear your voice now. May your whole spirit, soul, and body. So it describes you by three parts. What is it? May your whole spirit, soul, and body. There's a pastor who today is a pastor in town. Years ago, I was in their church. He was about to become Rosicrucian AMOC member. He's a pharmacist. He has a pharmacist in town. Some of you know him. And he was about to be brought into AMOC group. Because they were talking about soul spirits in their dimension. Soul travel, soul projection, and things like that. So, he was not born again. His wife was coming to church. The day he came to church, I was talking like this. And that saved him. He got saved. Today, he's a pastor in town. So, he said, there is soul part of you. There is, no, first, spirit, soul, and body. Say that with me. Spirit, soul, and body. Now, in 3 John, which one did he pick? Are you here? Are you here? So, listen. Are we here? I want you to pay attention now. Pastor, can you describe the human soul? I got a testimony today. Listen to this, it will help you. I wrote a testimony this morning. It was 7 minute testimony. Listen. She said, Reverend, I have this problem that was solved during praise, 1 hour praise. And I started listening. He said, you know, Reverend, my father sent to me. And they said, my daughter, come and worship Obatala. You must do some sacrifice for Obatala because we asked from Obatala for your life before you were born and he gave you to us. She's born again, married with children now. But then they called her and said, Obatala wants sacrifice from you. Ask your neighbor, what's that? Now, she told her father, I don't believe in that. And more so, my husband won't let me go there to do something like that. Now, she said something interesting. Now, listen. She said, when she had that, she has her own car, she drives. She was driving on the road, I think this Abiola way. Suddenly, she just lost it. Fear came on her. And she could not control, she could not drive again. Now, her spirit is born again. Her body is with her husband and children and growing and going to work. But something came on her and she got afraid. See, when she enters the car, and the car will just won't walk. And they brought in mechanic to check the car. Said, nothing's wrong with the car. But every time she enters the car like that, it's just not easy. And she began to battle with it. She came for prayer of agreement. That fear just held on to her. She just battled with it. After a while, she went talk to some people in church, some leaders in church. She prayed with her, encouraged her. But she just couldn't, difficult. Then a time came, she began to drive right from her house to the gate to the gate of the estate and drop and then move. Then she said, she came to church during 1 hour praise and began to kept on praising God, and then. Just before we ended the thing, it just snapped. Now, she drives around now. She runs her business now. I know you will clap your hands for Jesus. Do that right away. But, wait. When she's a Christian, she is. What all that stuff? It's the soul that's where the problem is. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? See, when she came for that praise and worship, her soul finally has been going on and on and on. She's trying to detach herself. Now someone said, where is God? Why is God not doing anything? God is doing everything, but it has to come through our own soul prospering. Did you hear what I just said? You see, the reason why you don't get the money you want to get, the reason why you cannot shift that business to the next level, it's not because the environment is tough or it's hard. No. You can go to any environment, you will still have the same problem. Ask those who are abroad now. They won't tell you anything. It's what you do with your soul. That's why I can live in this city for several years. Why? My soul is not conditioned on my environment. My prosperity and my health don't depend on the environment. Many of us over here, it depends on the environment. You come to church, but you are looking for that time, that condition, that place, that thing that will make you to be happy and you'll be prosper and you'll be in good health. No. It's your soul that must prosper. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. I embrace the truth. I welcome the truth. I receive the truth tonight. I receive the upgrade I need. I receive the upgrade I need in my soul tonight. I refuse to struggle with the truth of God. I welcome the best you have for me in Jesus' name. Put your hands down. Now, Christians have problem because their soul is where the problem is. When you have a struggle with a bad habit or to develop a good habit is difficult for you, what's the problem? It's your soul. If your soul prospers, see, that's why some of you come to church over and over again, but you still have attachments that won't let you go. Now, let's go now. Write it down. Your soul is your seat of personality. That's where you are a person. You're not a person in your spirit. You're not a person in your body. You are a person in your soul. That word for soul, same word for psychology. Psycho. Are you hearing me? Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Your soul is the seat of your personality. No matter what you hear in church, no matter what God wants to do in your life, if your personality, not seat, S-E-A-T, is the seat, no matter, see, that's why it's difficult for Christians sometimes to break through and to do well and to move on and to change things in their life because their soul, their seat of personality has not been affected. It has not become a personality with them. For instance, listen, you can give, you can receive, you can have some blessings of God in the church, but if giving and receiving and prosperity has not become your personality, it's still like something outside to see. For instance, health. If your personality has not accepted health deep within it, it'll be difficult. I hope I'm making some sense today. The real struggle is not with God. Why is God not doing something? Why is God? Look, it's not God. He said, you prosper and be led even as your soul. So if you can go deep within you and then work on that soul, it's going to be, Pastor, okay, what's the soul? I said, number one, it's the seat of personality. Am I right? Are you hearing me? For instance, let me give you an example. Yes, Mr. Riley. Her name is Sola Irile. Am I right? Now, she was called Sola. If I say Sola Irile now, she will turn. But you know, there was a time in her life she has not embraced that name when she was very small. They call her, she will look, they call her again. She call her. Till the day she took that name in and embraced it in her person, that is Sola. I'm afraid by here, you have never really embraced divine healing. Huh? You've never really embraced divine healing. You never really embraced that God can heal you. You know he can do that. You know once in a while. But you never really embraced that it's yours. When it comes to finances, you never really embraced that God can meet your need outside loan. It's deep. It's in your personality. It's who you are. It's not where you go. It's not where you live. It's not what you do with somebody. No! You know why you don't handle big money? Because your seat, your personality, cannot handle it yet. So, we need to prosper your soul. That's why if you are married, you never really embrace love. You can't, you see, that's why you have a problem with your husband. You know, you say, it's hearing in church. He can hear in church. I can say sorry really now. She can look away. But she won't look away because it's part of her. So if I, see, that's why, Pastor, how can people be coming to church and they do something else. They are somebody else. What they are hearing is a stranger. And it just won't happen because you hear it. It must be embraced down deep within you. Let me get on that one. See, but whatever you can never hear God. You know why? Not because God is not speaking, but you have told yourself, I can't hear God. Deep down, if God says, Shola or Bola, you will say, Talu Basoro. Are you hearing me? For instance, 2 plus 2. You don't think about it. It's part of you. But 25, 500 times 48, 300. Pastor, what did you say? You didn't even hear me. You didn't even hear me. You know why? Co-register. But 2 times 2. Am I sorry? I'm not pastor. That's what the same thing happened in our soul. Hallelujah. Actually, your spirit is okay. That's why when a Christian dies right now, he has no problem with God. Moment you die like this, your spirit will go to heaven. They have no problem at all. You will see God, you walk with God, you'll be used to that place. So your spirit is not the problem. Of course, your body here is living out on earth. But the real thing is who you are in your personality. Is that all right? Do we get that? Now, God wants us to prosper in our soul. Now, what can change your soul? What can convert it? What can make it change? Let's go now. Psalm 19, verse 7. Hallelujah. How do you prosper in your soul? The law, take a look on the screen. The law of the Lord is perfect. Doing what? What will convert the soul? Not the pastor. Not the church. Remember? He said they were doing whatever they liked because there was no king. Remember that? Let me tell you the truth. I struggled for years certain about God answering my prayer, about finances, about health. I struggled for years. I just struggle. But then I just saw that actually God has, the prophet will say, everything is ready. It's me that must be convinced in the seat of my person. Pastor, who is soul? Your real I. Let's go to Luke 12. And then we will just get some worship again. Are you here with me? Let me show you a soul that's not prospering. Come and see. When your soul is prospering, it won't do like this. Luke 12 verse 15. Let's go. And he said to them, take heed and beware of what? Covetousness. For one's life does not consist in what? Now, you see, when a soul is not prospering, he believes us that until something is added to him or her, a life cannot change. If I get a better job, if I get a better wife, if I get a better husband, if I get a better town. You see, he's depending upon abundance of the thing he possesses. You look at your neighbor, customer, business person, and he's having more customer, and you look at yourself and say, oh my make a wogon. That's what you think. It's more than that. That's why we are wrong. Let's go. Next verse. Take a look. Come and see the soul. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man, what does he do? Yielded how? Plentifully. Right? His ground yielded plentifully. Look at next verse. And he thought within where? The seat of personality. See, God is not, that's not happening in church. We can pray in church, lift our hands and shout, but then he thought we are within himself, inside of you, in thoughts. So number one, the first part of the soul is thinking. You see, I don't care how you show yourself that you are going to do well. How's your thinking running? He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Since I have no room to store my crops. This is a typical Christian. Hallelujah. Follow me. I think I'm having some challenge around here. Should I just change back to the other microphone? Okay, it's all right. He thought, you're thinking. When something happens, how do you think about it? That's determining whether you're going to do well or don't do well, or be in health or not be in health. Let's keep reading. See that word, I. So he said, look at it. He said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. Okay? The second part of soul is decision, deciding. First one is thinking. Second one is what? Deciding. No matter how God wants to help you, if you are deciding against your own success, you can never succeed. We can pour 10,000 gallons of oil on you. If you are playing football, no matter how much the coach can do to you, if you always score the ball in your own goalpost, what will happen? All of you are laughing already. I'm a coach, me. So he said, I will do. Number one, he thought. Second, I will do this. Next one. Third one, look at it. And I will say, now, you can see. And I will say to my soul. There's no word for soul in Yoruba. There's only word for spirit, which is what? Emi. That's word for body, ara. There's no Yoruba, okan. No, okan is heart. Hello? There's no word for. See, we're already in trouble. But they have the word for ori. Hello? Ori re re lori ni. Ori re re. Ori. In Christianity, your head, no correct. In Christianity, your understanding is not first. So your ori is out. Now, I just confused you. See, you have to locate where you are. If you're sitting like, ori, ori midara, ori miserere, maserelaye, ori madara. Faulty soul. Let's keep reading. And I will say to my soul, go back. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease. Third part of your soul is your feeling. Your feeling, your attitude. You know, no matter how much we teach you in church, when you say, woman darao. And he can't lower lying. He said, that's. are you hearing me? Alowo ni koko. Hallelujah. One of the greatest battles I have to fight is not to let money make me happy. Those days before. When you go, what today? But tipa siba, but you have a room. I must buy you. Now, learning better now, the moment I get money like this now, it goes out. You know what? Money is too dangerous to be kept and be watching it. That's why banks don't keep money. Never let anybody lie to you. Banks don't keep money. If they do, those buildings, they won't have them. They get the money off them to all these rich guys to go and invest with it. And they give you loans too, because when they give it to you, now it's in your hand, not on their hands, and then you have the trouble. Are you hearing me, somebody here? So he said, my soul, take your ease. You know, many of us I know, when we say, we have some money. You know, now, in my younger days, I have some money. my first reaction is, "Ma, I have money to give now." That's my first reaction now. Now, after my soul has gone through that process, it's no longer, "Oh, I got money. Oh, I got money." Ah, no. You see, I know you are looking at me. Pastor, what you got mad? Pastor has gone mad. Now, between me and you, who is complaining? Now, see, take your ease, eat and drink merry. As far as a soul that's not prospering, it just wants pleasure for himself, how to go on, how to get better, how to catching the car, catching the lake, catching the assault, catching the butter, catching the yahoo, catching the oko. Oh, what today? No, be so. Do you know that I read on the papers just today or this or yesterday that they were having problem in collecting loans back, Bank of Agriculture, in Kwara State? They were owing them so much money. They now discover there was a mindset in Kwara where they are not paying the debt back. You know why? They believe that that loan is their own piece of national cake. See? When it is cake, you don't return cake. What do you do with cake? Thank you. And be merry. Now, let's look at God's commentary on that man's soul before I stop. Look at what God said to him. Soul, poor soul. But God said to him, "Fool! This night, your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be?" Now that's why, when it's now, death will come in the night. But there's no power in the soul to stop death. He can't even stop finances from ruining his life. Wow. I was trained as a doctor. I went to medical school. Some people, they will have very bad case of sickness, and they will recover. And some other ones, they're not so bad, and they die. We wonder why. It's the soul condition. We never knew. Somebody can have cancer and say, "We come out of it." It's just always, it's just, "No, I'm not good." Then you see somebody else with something that cannot even kill him. Are you a titan? I've seen people that are older dying here in the hospital. When they want to go, they turn their face to the wall, they won't eat again. They're about to die. "This night, your soul will require of you. Then whose will those things which you have provided?" Now look at next verse. Everyone look at next verse. "Prosperous soul. So is he who lays up treasure for himself." That's soul richness. And it's not rich in his soul toward God. So tell your neighbor, our job tonight, we want to prosper in our soul. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, let me, before we go to worship, can I drop something? The real job of the church, it's not to give you money and give you marriage and give you place among APC or PDP or be telling the country what to do. The real job of the church is to work on your soul, to help you have a prosperous soul. That's my job over here. That bank manager in GTB, his real job is to help you financially with their own commission giving. Am I right? The purpose of doctor in the hospital to see that, "Hey, you are not going home. You lie down. This BP is too high. Or you sleep here today. And no, you have to go park your car." And then they detain you and they control you, right? Now, Hebrews 13, verse 17. I'm already sweating. You know what? I'm having a fight with your soul. "Obey those who," what? "Rule over you. For they watch out for" what? "For your" what? "For your soul. As those who must give account, let them do so with joy and not with grief. For that will be" what? If you don't cooperate with the doctor, it may affect your health. He said, "Don't eat that anymore. You start eating it and eating it and eating it more." Voila, bell. If the bank tells you, "We are going to give you this money, it's a facility, blah, 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 to go and do something," you turn around to go and be eating ice cream with it, you're going to be in trouble one of these days. But can I warn you too? bank, hospital, they are important in your life. But more important is your soul. Because if your soul is not doing well, they can do everything for you in the bank. It won't work out for you. They can try in your spirit, it won't work out for you. I hope you get my sense now. Are you blessed tonight? Okay. Before we leave, we're going to sing a song next few minutes. Then I'm going to give you ABC of soul that's prosperous. Write it down. ABC. ABC of prosperous soul. Remember I said it has thinking. Am I right? Deciding, right? And what? Feeling, attitude, emotion. Remember that? When a soul is prospering, when a soul is prospering, its thinking prospers. It decides for what is right and what is good. And his feeling changes. He can control his own feeling. Hallelujah. Now, look up here, look up here, look up here. Just as much as when you have money, you can buy that phone and you can buy that table. In the same way, when you have soul's prosperity, you can buy more prosperity, you can buy more health. Did you hear what I just said? That man said, I've got plenty now. He's thinking it's wrong. I will do this. He's deciding what's wrong. Because I want to be at ease and have pleasure. God said, tonight, your soul will be required from you. Tell yourself, upgrade. I'm upgrading in my soul. Hallelujah. Let's take a step. Can we do our song? Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope this will work. If it doesn't work, okay, let's try this one first. That's a simple song I want to teach you, Mr. Izuchi. Let's see if we can. Okay, let's see whether it will work here. Are we on? From my side or from your side over here. Okay, let's try whether it will work. It's already on here. Let's see whether it will work over there. If it doesn't, we go somewhere else. Okay. All right. Okay, Ife.